Hello, everyone. You're listening to Positive Thinking Mind Radio. I'm your host, Mike, from PositiveThinkingMind.com. This is a podcast and community where I share with you tips to improve your mental health, help you cope with anxiety, and teach you to have a better outlook on life. We'll learn ways to turn our negative thoughts around and look at life in a positive light. I want to inspire you and help you have the best life possible. Thanks for joining me today. So let's get started. Thanks for joining me today. Today we are going to talk about grounding techniques for anxiety. We all experience anxiety from time to time. And for example, when you're speaking in front of a group, that can make us very anxious. I know for me personally, driving in heavy traffic, it's a common source of my anxiety, but can also help keep us alert and avoid accidents. Now, in case you didn't know, anxiety is one of the most common mental health concerns in the United States. Over 40 million adults in the U.S. Suffer from anxiety. That's just over 19%. And we can also have many physical symptoms from our anxiety, such as a racing heart, shortness of breath, headaches, upset stomach, and many other symptoms. So how exactly can we cope with our anxiety? One is grounding techniques. A grounding technique is a practice that helps you put unwanted memories away. When you're anxious, it helps bring peace and calm you down. Grounding techniques can help take you away from your negative thoughts, which cause your anxiety, and bring you back to the present instead of being in your head. I suggest practicing these techniques during your day, when you are anxious or when you're not anxious. Practice these techniques in a calm, quiet space where you can concentrate fully on what you are doing. The more I did this, the easier it was when I experienced anxious thoughts. Now, remember to try each one and find the one that works best for you. Practice these techniques a couple times, and the better you'll be at coping with your anxiety. The first technique is the 5-4-3-2-1 method. And this method is pretty effortless and straightforward. That's one of the easiest. Start by focusing on each one of your senses, such as smell, taste, your touch, sight, and the things you hear. Start with five things you can see and say each one of these five things out loud. Now touch four things that are around you. Describe how they feel. Are they warm, rough, cold? Say them out loud again. Now move on to what you can hear. Find three things you can listen to and say those out loud. Identify what you can smell and then taste. Do your clothes smell like fabric softener? Is there a smell in the air? Find two things you can smell and then one you can taste. Whatever it is around you, focus on them and say them out loud. By doing this, you have just brought yourself back to the present because you were too busy focusing on what you were doing and not overthinking. The next is meditation. We'll start with concentration meditation. Now concentrate on a single point or object around you and focus your sole attention on it. Your mind may tend to wander, but it's okay. Just choose a new object and continue to concentrate. As you practice this meditation, your concentration will improve. The next meditation is mindfulness meditation. There are many benefits to mindful meditation, and they are body awareness, improved self-awareness, regulation of your emotions, improved attention, and decreased stress and anxiety. The more you use this technique, you will allow yourself to see and observe your feelings and thought patterns. Mindfulness meditation will help you become aware of each one of your thoughts. Paying attention to your breathing is also a good technique for when you're anxious. Breathe deep in through your nose till you can't inhale anymore when your belly is full. Then exhale, letting the air pass through your nose. Now put one hand on your stomach and the other on your chest. Inhale, paying attention to your hands, moving with your breath. Now exhale, feeling your hand moving again as you breathe out. Repeat as long as you need to do this to reduce your anxiety. One of my favorite techniques is chair grounding. It's one of my favorite techniques because it allows me to fully relax and take my mind off things. The easiest way to do it is sit down in a comfortable chair. I prefer a soft chair with arms. And while you're sitting in the chair, make sure your feet can touch the ground when you are sitting. Now, as you're sitting, close your eyes and focus on your breathing. Slowly breathe in to the count of three, then slowly exhale. Now shift your focus to your body and how it feels sitting in the chair. Is the chair material soft? Now press your arms into the chair with your hands hanging off the end. How does that feel? Now pay attention to your legs and feet. Notice them planted firmly on the floor. Start now to relax your muscles throughout your body, starting from your head, neck, your shoulders. Let them fully relax and continue to move down through your body. Relax your arms, your torso, moving down to your legs and finally your feet. Now when doing this, don't rush going through your body and relaxing all your muscles. Enjoy the relaxation of your body not being tense. Imagine all the bad energy from your body being released into the ground, out through your feet. You could also try grounding objects.
Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone. Transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system. Or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/PTM, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/PTM to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/PTM.
X. I carry a stress ball around with me in my pocket, and when I feel anxious, I keep squishing and moving it around till my thoughts focus on the ball and not the stressful situation that I'm in. You can carry any object around with you, such as silly putty, a smooth stone, or whatever lets your mind wander. Focus on what you're holding. Pay attention to how it feels. Is it rough? Soft? Is it textured? Think solely on the sensation that you're feeling. Another technique I like to use is distracting myself. There's many ways you can distract your mind from your anxious thoughts. I like this grounding technique, and I try and turn it into a game. Now, when you're in a room, pick out the colors you see. How many shades of red are there? Shades of blue? How many browns can you find? Keep counting the colors around you until you are able to relax. Another thing you can use to distract yourself is counting backwards. Start from 100 and choose any number. Just subtract that number. Let's use the example of 100 minus 6. 100 minus 6 is 94. Minus another 6 is 88. And just keep subtracting by that number 6. And as you keep doing this, all you can focus on is trying to subtract that number instead of your anxiety. You could also do self-talk or affirmations. Ask yourself questions like, what time is it? What day is today? What is the date? Simple questions like these might seem silly, but they'll help bring you back to reality. You could also use affirmations such as tell yourself, I am safe here. Nothing bad will happen. Or these bad feelings will pass. You could also listen to music. That's one of my favorites. Go to your favorite spot and put on some of your favorite music. Pretend you're hearing the song for the very first time and just pay close attention to the melody, the lyrics, and the instruments. How does the song make you feel? Another calming technique, you could use water, as it can help calm your anxious thoughts. The Blue Gym Initiative suggests that blue spaces, such as lakes, oceans, and rivers, have a positive mental health benefits. If you don't live near a body of water, you can go to your bathroom or kitchen and turn on the faucet. Make the water warm and notice how it trickles through your fingers. Listen to the sound of the water flowing. Let the water bring you back to the present and relieve your anxious thoughts. Now, sometimes it's hard to concentrate on relaxing and doing these techniques. I suggest trying to get your energy out. Get moving. Many times we're anxious. Our adrenaline is pumping through our bodies. To help alleviate some of this energy, I suggest going for a fast pace, walk outside, go for a run, get on the treadmill. You could go up and down your stairs a few times. Turn on some music and dance around the house. That'll be fun. Just find anything that will get you moving. You know, cleaning, doing chores, whatever it is that tires you out. And once you've done this, you can come back and start one of these techniques that we just went over. Now, there are many ways to help you cope with anxiety. Finding the right grounding technique that's going to work best for you. It takes practice. I suggest trying them and finding out exactly which one works the best for you. I know you can do it, and I know you can find your peace. All right, I want to thank you for joining me today. If you like this podcast, please leave a review. It helps me create more podcasts and gives me feedback on how I can better serve you. Please also visit my blog at positivethinkingmind.com to find more inspiring content to help you on your journey. Remember, you are amazing, you are awesome, and I want you to live your life to the fullest. It doesn't matter what other people think of you. Who cares what they think? It's what you think of yourself. I believe in you, and I want you to believe in you. All right, guys, I'll see you on the next one.